Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Nightbus style Reese pool with top final character in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that old school jungle and DNB atmosphere that feels worn in, dark, and moving through fog. Now, this is not just about making a bass sound. We want a bass atmosphere, something that locks with the break, but also feels like it has history, like it was sampled off a dusty tape, dragged through a Nightbus ride, and then rebuilt inside Ableton. That's the vibe. And the cool thing is, this is a beginner-friendly lesson that teaches you a few really important drum and bass ideas all at once. You'll learn how to make a synth bass feel sampled, how to create movement without overcomplicating the sound, and how to write a bass part that works with the drums instead of just sounding cool and solo. So let's get into it. First, create a new MIDI track and load up Waveeatable or Analog. If you're newer to this, Waveeatable is a really nice choice because it's easy to shape, easy to automate, and it gets you to a Reese sound fast. Now make a simple 2-bar MIDI pattern. Keep it sparse. That's important. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often hits harder because it doesn't play all the time. Give the drum some air. Try just 2 to 4 notes total. Maybe a root note on the first beat, a short repeat on beat 3, then a small variation in the second bar. You want the phrase to feel like it's answering the break, not constantly talking over it. A good starting point is short note lengths, something like an eighth note to half a bar. And for velocity, keep most notes in a medium-high range, with 1 or 2 lower hits to add variation. That little change in energy goes a long way. Next, we build the Reese foundation. Go for 2 saw waves if you're using analog or a saw-based setup in Waveeatable. The goal is a wide, slightly unstable mid-bass. That classic Reese wobble, that alive feeling. Detune the oscillators a little, not too much. You're aiming for movement, not chaos. A small amount of detune, maybe just enough that the sound shimmers and sways. If your instrument has unison, keep it modest. 2 voices is plenty to start. After the instrument, add a low-pass filter. Keep it fairly dark at first. We're not trying to make a shiny modern bass. We want something thick and moody. Start with the cutoff low, then open it later if needed. A bit of resonance can help the sound speak, but don't push it too hard yet. Now here's a really important beginner move. Split the job between the Reese and the sub. Don't try to make one patch do everything. Put the Reese on one track and use a second track for a clean mono sub. That sub can be made with operator, simpler, or anything that gives you a sine wave. Keep it simple. Keep it centered. Keep it boring on purpose. That might sound unexciting, but in DNB that boring sub is what lets the whole thing hit. The character lives in the mid-bass, and the sub just carries the weight. That separation is one of the biggest secrets to strong jungle low end. So now we've got a detuned Reese and a clean sub foundation. Good. Now we make it feel chopped, worn, and vinyl-like. This is where the Nightbus character really comes in. On the Reese track, add some tools like auto filter, saturator, and utility after the instrument. Then start using automation or clip envelopes inside the MIDI clip. The idea is to create little pulls, dips, and smears that feel like a sample being tugged backward. A really effective trick is to automate the filter cutoff down briefly at the start of certain notes. That makes the note feel like it's opening from a restricted space. You can also dip the volume a little at the tail of a note so it feels chopped instead of smooth. If you want a stronger vinyl feel, add a tiny pitch drop at the start of some notes. It doesn't need to be huge. Even a very small fall can make the sound feel like it's being dragged off a record or cassette. If you do go bigger, keep it brief. You want the listener to feel the motion, not hear a cartoon effect. A great beginner rule here is to use one strong signature pull rather than lots of tiny ones all over the place. Beginners often over-automate, and then the phrase loses focus. One well-placed pull can define the whole bass line. Try making the last note of the bar do the heavy lifting. That final dip gives you that dragged back feeling, like the bass is being sucked into the next phrase. Super effective in jungle. If you want to go even more literal with the chopped vinyl idea, you can layer a tiny noise or vinyl texture in simpler. Use a short crackle or hiss sample, loop it if needed, high pass it so it doesn't muddy the low end, and tuck it under the bass. That texture gives the patch a sampled memory, which is exactly the kind of detail that makes old school DNB feel alive. Now let's add grit. Use saturator to bring in a bit of edge. Just a few dB of drive is enough to start. Turn on soft clip if it helps control peaks. Then, if you want a little more degradation, add redux very lightly. We're talking subtle lo-fi, not broken computer speaker. The sound should feel aged, not destroyed. If the bass gets boxy or cloudy, use EQ8 and gently cut some mud, especially in the low-mid area. And if the top end becomes harsh, Tame it with a filter or pull back the saturation. The goal is texture and attitude, not pain. Now let's make the pull feel musical. The pull is really a combination of note length, volume movement, and pitch or filter motion. So think about the rhythm of the phrase as part of the sound design. Try a long note followed by a short pull note at the end, or a repeated note where the second hit is lower in volume, or a call and response idea where the bass says something, the drums answer, and then the bass pulls at the end of the bar. This is where velocity becomes useful too. You can make the first note strong, the pull note a bit softer, and then maybe an accent at the very end if the phrase loops back around. Those little dynamics help the bass feel physical, and if you want the line to feel extra sampled, use note length itself as a design tool. Short notes feel more chopped. Slightly longer notes feel more like they're being dragged through the mix. It's a small thing, but in this style it matters a lot. Now, because this is an atmosphere-focused lesson, don't build the bass in a vacuum. Put a break underneath it. Even a simple chop jungle break will help you hear whether the bass is actually working. Let the drums tell you where the bass should pull. That's a big one. Don't place final motion randomly. Put it where the break leaves space, where a snare lands, or where a fill is about to happen. That makes everything feel intentional and musical. You can also add a little atmosphere around the edges. Maybe some take hiss, some quiet reverse texture, a dark reverb send on the crackle, or a soft echo on a chopped noise hit. Keep those effects off the sub. Use them to glue the scene together, not to blur the low end. Now let's clean up the bass as a group. If you've got the res and sub on separate tracks, group them together. Then use utility to check the width. The sub should stay mono. That is non-negotiable if you want solid low end. If the bass feels too wide overall, narrow it down a little. If the mono version suddenly feels weak, that's your warning sign to simplify. You can also use a light EQ cut in the low mid range if the patch starts to feel cloudy. And if you need compression, keep it gentle. In this kind of bass, too much compression can flatten the movement that makes it interesting. Always check the patch in mono. Seriously, a bass can sound huge in stereo and then disappear when some down. In DNB, especially for club playback, mono compatibility matters a lot. If the punch falls apart in mono, reduce the width of the res or ease off the stereo effects. Now let's place it in a real arrangement. Start with a filtered intro. Just the break, some atmosphere, and a ghostly version of the bass. Then bring the bass in more clearly over the next section, maybe with the cutoff opening up a little. In the drop, let the full res and sub hit together. Then for a switch up, strip the sub down or bring in a dirtier chopped version. Finally, on the outro, pull it back into the atmosphere and drums. A simple 174 BPM jungle or old-school DNB setup works great for this. You don't need a huge melody. You just need a strong phrase that answers the drums and leaves a memory behind. That's the power of this style. Let's talk about the common traps before you finish. One is making the res too wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono and the res controlled below the low mids. Another is overdoing distortion too early. Start clean, then add grime. Another is filling every bar with long notes. Bass is your friend. The gaps make the pulls hit harder. Also, don't let the bass fight the break. If the drums are busy, simplify the bass. If the bass is doing a lot, give the break room. That push and pull is part of the classic jungle feel. A really good pro move is to automate tiny changes instead of huge ones. Small cutoff moves, small pitch falls, subtle level drops. That kind of imperfection makes the bass feel older and more believable. Too perfect can sound modern in the wrong way. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set a 15-minute timer. Make a new MIDI track with wavable or analog. Build a detuned res using two saws. Add auto filter and saturator. Program a two-bar phrase using three notes max. Add one short pitch or filter pull at the end of bar two. Then create a mono sub on a second track. Add a chopped vinyl texture if you want. Put a break underneath it. Check it in mono. And save the setup as a preset or rack. If you do that, you'll have the core of a proper Nightbiz-style DNB bass idea. Not just a sound, but a usable musical phrase. So the big takeaway is this. Build a detuned res. Keep the sub clean and mono. Add chopped vinyl-style pulls with pitch, filter, and volume movement, and place it in a drum and bass arrangement where the bass answers the break. Keep it controlled, rhythmic, and slightly worn, and you'll get that dark, rolling old-school energy. That's the sound, that's the movement, and that's the vibe.